Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
With the best all-inclusive vacation deals to Mexico and the Caribbean, booking your getaway with Cheap Caribbean Vacations means you have more freedom to do your deal. Whether you want to enjoy snorkeling, endless margaritas and more, or simply soak up the sun and sand in a tropical paradise, Cheap Caribbean Vacations has your deal for that. Plan and book the exact getaway you want at exactly the right price for you by using our exclusive budget beach finder, or find a featured all-inclusive package to Generations Riviera Maya Resort and do your deal at CheapCaribbean.com.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring, and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Cooking sideways, yummy food, seasoning, veggies, meat, yum, yum, yum. Recipes you simply don't have the ingredients to. The podcast about cooking, because there are no more mysteries.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Cooking Sideways. We're changing things up a little bit because we ran out of mysteries, so...
I know, it's kind of sad, but yeah, the internet is officially dry of mysteries, it so is. Here we are.
So this week, we're going to do the cooking show. Are you guys ready to start cooking?
I totally am.
Yes.
We got our studio kitchen all ready to go.
So I am Devin, and I'm joined by my two assistants.
Joe.
And...
Steve.
Great, yeah.
Well, I should say, excuse me, it's a cooking show. Joe.
And I think this week we're going to just start it off right. We're going to start out with a favorite, goat blood soup.
I've always wanted to try this.
Yeah, good old Choopy really...
I've heard good reviews of it.
He really loves this dish, so I think we're going to try to make him happy after running out of mysteries to, deflect suspicion from him. So
Poor Choopy. We slandered him too many times.
Yeah, so...
And there was that whole incident with the...
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we really need to make him happy, so we're going to go ahead and get started.
All right.
You guys ready?
So we're going to make some goat blood soup.
Yeah.
Yeah, Chippy asked us to, and well, he didn't really ask us to, but we decided it would be healthy. And you get to be the taster, by the way.
So it's Choopy Soupy?
Soupy Cabra.
Where'd you get the recipe?
It's from this book, actually. I found it at Powell's, and it was in the occult section. there's this shelf in there that some of you may be familiar with. It's labeled Cursed, Please Take.
So it was free?
It was free, yeah.
I love free stuff.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Too. Okay, so can you guys go get the stuff from the goat? We need the blood, both intestines, big and little, the heart, the liver, and the pancreas.
So the goat, where's the goat?
Out back.
Yeah, I tied him up out back. Let's go get him.
Okay.
Come on, let's go see Billy.
And if you can't slaughter your own goat, store-bought is fine. While they're doing that, you'll also need half of an onion. Yellow is best. 4 cloves of garlic. More if you want. I personally think there's no such thing as too much garlic. So more is enough. More than 4 is fine. Vinegar. Just white vinegar. White wine vinegar is fine. But I prefer apple cider vinegar. And then, of course, salt and pepper to taste.
Well, that was fun. Hey, we're back. We've got
fine,
him.
Except for the blood and the guts.
Yeah. So here's the parts and pieces.
Okay, so Steve, can you clean the intestines and the pancreas really, really well?
Okay.
And then, Joe, can you start chopping the onions and garlic?
Yeah, I'd much prefer that over what Steve's doing,
yeah,
frankly.
So we want
to... What about the head? Is that just for garnish, or should I chuck it?
Yeah, you can chuck it. You should not have brought that in here, actually.
Oh, it's kind of decorative, actually.
So we want a nice julienne on the onions, and the garlic can just be sliced. It doesn't need to be diced or anything like that. So while you guys are doing that, I'm going to bring a big pot of water to a boil. Here, Steve, I can take those from you. Now, can you clean the rest of the innards, the heart, all that stuff?
Sure.
Thanks. Yeah. Doing good, buddy.
I'll chop some more stuff over here.
Yeah. So now I'm just rubbing the oil all over the intestines and the pancreas to kind of extra clean them. Yeah. Ideally, you would use coconut oil, but I'm allergic to coconut oil, so I'm just going to use veggie oil. But coconut oil is the ideal here. And then we're just going to toss these into the pot to clean them.
Okay, I'm finished here.
And this stuff is clean, finally.
Mm. Great. Can you guys get to work cutting all the rest of the stuff up, all of the other innards up, and... into, I think 1-inch pieces is probably fine.
Okay.
Thank you.
Check it out. I spelled my name with his intestines.
Ew.
Hi.
So these actually are looking good. So we're going to pull them out. I'm going to have you guys cut the intestines and the pancreas up as well.
All right. Here we go. Chopping away.
You guys are doing pretty good.
Oh, son of a bitch.
I have never seen anyone who is so bad with a knife, you dork.
I just cut my finger off, dude.
ow!
Steve,
ow,
oh my
ow,
god!
Ow. Put it out!
Yeah, no! Okay.
Ha, I know. You don't want to back up to a gas stove, dude.
So, Joe, you're bleeding a lot, which
yeah,
is okay
kinda.
Because this is blood soup, so I'm not really that worried about it. But Steve has just burned off part of his arm.
I need a tourniquet. Hello? Yeah.
I think you guys really need to go to the emergency room. Is one of you going to be okay to drive?
Well, I guess him, not me. I'm, you know.
I'll let you guys fight it out.
We're
but
taking
you need
his
to go.
Car. I'm bleeding like a stuck pig.
Yeah, get out of here. Get
Fine,
out.
Let's
just
go.
Get out of here.
All right,
thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.
We'll be back.
God, they're idiots. Jeez. Okay, so actually we're almost done here anyhow, so this is fine. And like I said, it is blood soup, so I'm not really worried about Joe's blood getting in it a little bit. I think Choopy will kind of like that. So we're just going to put all of the good bits into a large pot over high heat and just saute it a little bit. And then add about 3 tablespoons of vinegar, about 1 teaspoon of pepper, and about a tablespoon of salt, but really to taste. You should know how to cook. You guys know, just add to taste. And then we're going to toss the onions and the garlic in and stir to combine. Ooh, those are smelling great, actually. Really meaty, kind of like a barnyard. It's really nice. So now the tricky part to do alone, but I'm going to try it anyway, is to add the blood. It's really important that you stir constantly at this point, because if you don't, if the blood isn't moving constantly, it's going to clot into a big ball and you'll be in a really bad spot. Your whole soup is going to be ruined. So, here we go. Wow. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay. It's smelling really good, actually. And it's coming together nicely. And just, I really love the smell of iron. Don't you? Yeah. So once the blood turns black, you can stop stirring, and we're going to let that cook for about 30 to 35 minutes. And you know what? Actually, since the boys aren't here, I have been waiting for years. I have this little set of bloopers and just really clips of them being total idiots, like normal, but even more so. So I think I'm going to play that because Steve's our editor and I actually don't know how to edit things. So we're just going to play that while this soup cooks, and then I'll come back. I'll just play as long as it takes to cook, and then we'll come back and we'll finish up this soup. Okay, great. So here's some stuff. I don't remember how these things work. How does that fit? Okay, yeah. Okay, great. And here we go.
There you go.
If you push it too much, it goes click, click, and it considers it a double click.
Ah, okay. That's what I did. Okay.
It fucked me up, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Apple.
Yeah, I know.
I'm going to go to Adele.
Don't. I have Adele for work. Do not move to Adele.
I have Adele at work. It sucks. Yeah, we're Let's start recording.
We're not talking about Adele, the singing artist, by the way. Don't send us angry emails.
Yeah, because this is going someplace.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Let's do it. Okay.
John Signer. He wrote an article, and of course, the FBI immediately show up at his doorstep when they figure out that this article is out there.
Sorry.
Let me know when you're ready.
All right.
When they figure out this article is out there, they talk to him. They
Sorry.
You good?
Hang on.
That was one of my favorite parts.
Stupid ghost?
Yeah. You sound like a stupid ghost. I almost lost it. I really almost lost it.
You ready? No more sneezes?
He's not ready.
I don't think so. I think I'm good.
Keep drinking. I'll tell you that joke in an hour when we're almost done with this story.
Oh my God, if you would stop talking, we could start.
Huh?
Huh? Okay.
What?
Mm.
Where are we? Don't break anything.
I can't make those promises. Can't make it.
That's why we have the little puppy guy.
So theories.
It's a Sasquatch.
You're the one who has to edit that. It's you. You're the one who has to edit this. So, like, whatever.
And her headphones were unplugged the whole time, and she had no idea the mixer was off. She didn't know.
There you go. Yeah. I just took a look at our mixer.
Just to make sure.
Yeah, just to
we've
be sure.
Definitely never done that before.
Oh, no, never.
No.
Yeah.
Okay, so, okay. All right, sorry.
Very much. Okay, let me back. Mm. Yeah.
I have no idea what that
word?
Was.
I know.
No?
Okay. Yeah, brain fart. Okay, ready?
This is why he's not drinking tonight. Yeah. He's already drunk, already hammered drunk.
I think just being with you guys and sipping something carbonated, my body's just getting drunk.
Just getting drunk.
It's just processing it into alcohol.
Yeah.
I would say Anita.
Anita? Okay.
It's Anita. That's my massage therapist.
Anita?
Name.
Oh, is it Anita? Anita? Okay.
Of course it is.
Anita. Okay. Right on.
All
right.
Find a way for Anita. That. Please find a way for that to be in the episode.
Yeah. Okay. Let me clear the throat one more time.
Glad it wasn't just me.
Yeah.
No. It's all of us.
Podcaster's throat. There we go.
Podcaster's throat.
Yeah. Yeah. We've invented a new one.
We've invented a new illness.
I know.
I'm so gonna go for for benefits on that.
Yeah. Yeah. Perfect. Pitch your elbow. Yeah. I have podcaster's throat.
I got the black lung.
All right.
Oh, God. Okay.
Okay, you ready? You guys good? Okay.
Okay.
I know, but okay, I'm an idiot.
Here, let me just
fix
turn
yourself
a little bit so that we can all be in like a big. Perfect.
By the way, I just tossed the chairs, so if you want to readjust, do.
Well,
they
Joe
were all
just turned, so he's more. Some circly, and so I figured I'll be more circly, too.
That's be circly.
See, I like it when you pointed that way, because then he wasn't doing this to me all the time.
Yeah.
It's awkward.
Doing this, yeah.
No, no,
no.
No more.
Okie doke.
Want to see me play pocket pool?
Mixer on, yeah.
So let's keep an ear out for a meowing cat.
I think people are crazy.
No. Where was it there?
Which episode was this in?
The train episode, the Sunset Limited.
So
it's like an hour and 1 minute and 20 some seconds in, and I'm talking, and all of a sudden you just hear underneath my voice, meow. It's totally beans.
Was it beans or chorizo? Oh,
it was one of them, but it's like meow. And it, nothing else. I think that I saw it happen and thought, nobody will hear it because I was talking over it. And it must have just totally got picked up by your mic.
No doubt. Yeah, well, sorry about that.
That's okay.
We can always re-record.
No, we can't.
It's released. We can't re-record.
Yeah. Yeah, or just dust, you know? I think my allergies with the Chorizo's allergies would be a lot better.
He just totally... Just
he did not get the joke.
No, I didn't.
When I was job searching...
Are you talking about policy Miss Brad? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. I get it now. Yeah.
When I was job hunting a couple years ago, there was like a post on Craigslist that was like, I'm hiring a housekeeper. I can't pay you, but I'm a young, attractive man in my 20s. I'm fit, and also I'll provide your uniform, and I have a room that you can live in. And it was like, oh, that does not. What are you?
That's
no.
Creepy.
No, that's how people get murdered. What?
Yeah.
Well, there's that whole damn daddy complex. That crap, that's the beginning, is that I'll just take care of you. Mm. Remember I told you about that weirdo yes. couple I saw when we were in Jamaica?
Yeah.
The Brazilian woman who had the giant boobs with the 50-year-old man that she did not want to be with. And he was like, he took her to Jamaica, so she hung out with him.
Uh-huh. Still going?
Yep.
You want to play this back, see how we sound? Or do we
I already listened to it with the headphones. We were fine. It was coming through my speaker. It sounded weird.
Okay.
And are you sure? Because I wasn't there.
No, it's fine. Okay. You always sound weird.
Yeah, it's true.
Ugh.
And you say like every third word.
You can't even do it. You can't even make fun of it. That's so funny. You can't even make yourself say like that many times.
Yeah, like, I'm just like, okay, you guys ready to go?
Yeah, like, all let's right. get going.
Yeah, let's like, it. Yeah. Let's just go.
Hey there. Welcome to another episode of Like Thinking Sideways. Okay, let's start that again.
Jerk.
Uh-huh. Hey there. Welcome to another episode of Thinking Like Ways.
Oh my God.
Okay. All right.
Now stop the damn recording.
Oh my God. A little more.
We're fine. We're so fine. Hey, Mickey. Hey, Mickey.
Hey, Mickey. Hey, Mickey. Hey, Mickey, you're so fine. Yeah. Hey, Mickey.
You're not going to start your album here.
You don't know.
Oh, I do.
I don't know.
I edit it.
That's true.
We do need to sing a song sometime. I'll play the guitar.
I sing songs all the time. What are you talking about?
Oh, I do too, but yeah. So be thinking about what song you want to sing.
Come on, Lesbian Seagull, let's go.
All right, let's do it. Okay, where was I? Is that going to come through?
I'm waiting.
Yeah.
Are they being abducted, though? Like, do we need to go save a child?
No, don't bother.
I don't
There's
care if
plenty more
I'm
where
not
they
saving
came from.
Them regardless. Not my child.
You guys are the worst.
You're right.
I know.
Okay. The pronunciation Nazis are going to get us again.
Yeah, they will. I don't want to
fuck
up. You guys want to record a quick choopy song?
What is it?
It goes choop, choop, choop. Choop, choop, choop. Chupacabra, chupacabra.
Is it like a round? Is it like row, row, row your boat?
Something like that.
I don't think so. I don't
remember
think
that. It was a 70s song called Shake Your Booty.
Yeah.
I mean,
Shake Your Choopy.
I'm familiar. Yeah.
Chupacabra, choop.
Okay. You ready?
Choop, choop, choop.
Choop, choop, choop.
Chupacabra. All together now, ready? Come on.
Choop, 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 choop.
Choop, choop, choop. Chupacabra. Chupacabra.
Choop, choop, choop.
Choop, choop. Choopy, choop. Choop.
Okay.
Choopy, choop.
We gotta go.
All right.
Oh, okay. Cripe.
Hey, guys. Welcome again to another episode of Thinking Sideways, the podcast. I am Devin this week.
Okay. It's been years.
Yeah.
Oh, well, let me try that again.
Sure, it's New Year somewhere.
Far Side?
Yeah. Don't remember that one?
Vaguely.
He did a bunch of Goldfish
ones.
It's
been so long.
Yeah.
Did you hear, did you ever hear that thing of there's the one with the ants trying to take the baby down the anthill?
Yeah.
You've seen that one?
They're trying to, like,
and
stuff
they realize it's not going to fit. Well, with the first revision of that, or the first version of that, was they were carrying an old man, and everybody rejected it because it's not fair that seniors are old and can't defend themselves. And so he changed it to a baby, and they accepted it.
Oh, well, okay.
Yeah. George Joyce.
Yeah.
I really want you to put that into the next year's bloopers reel so that people can hear that you guys are kind of lame sometimes.
Yeah.
Definitely deleting this.
Okay. Ready?
Okay.
Fine.
Hey guys, let's go. Can we start now? This is my dog voice.
Sensitive.
It's his normal voice.
Yeah.
That's right. I fake it the rest of the time.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Alright.
We ready?
Yeah.
If you would let me go.
Okay, go. Where's my ball?
God.
Okay.
Alright.
We're doomed.
Hey guys.
We are.
We gotta get through 8 pages tonight. Jesus.
It's okay. I'm willing to stay up late.
All right, let's go.
Did you mention her nickname, Sharkbait?
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Yeah. You're gonna roll immediately into a, what do you call a guy with arms and legs joke, don't
you? Oh, we can't do that. We really can't do that.
You don't want to do shark bait?
We really can't do that.
Well, I am gonna mention sharks later on. Just
that's
so you know.
Fine.
Yeah. God, okay, but we can't joke about it.
We cannot start that way.
We really can't joke about it.
Yeah, yeah. You say before.
I know I say before.
Okay.
Yeah. What?
I know I wrote it that way, but that's not what I meant, Joe.
I know.
I redid the math.
I know my own dates better than I can write them. Okay?
I'm sorry. I redid the math after I wrote my script. I don't know what you want from me.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Bow, bow.
Tequila.
Bermeja.
Bermeja.
Yeah.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Okay, ready?
So, were you going to ask something specific regarding the time frame or just... Okay.
No. Yeah.
So
anyway, it's a. Oh, go ahead. Just continue with what you're doing.
Yeah, okay.
Keep telling your story, Devin.
Thank you.
It's okay.
Yeah. You're just sitting there. You do that all the time. You're always like, let's ask a funny question and let Steve try to like ad lib something, but I'm not recording, so it's just going to be amazing and hilarious and a void.
Yeah. I just don't want to like start too early because then Steve has to edit it all out.
Steve doesn't care.
He cares. He loves me.
Yeah.
Cares for me. He's looking out for me. What? Got my back.
That's right.
What's that look?
I'm sorry that I'm the evil child of this family.
You are.
Kind of are. Yeah.
It's true.
What to do? Pause for swill suds. Pont-Saint-Esprit is a small village in southern France. As of the 2012 sentence. Okay.
All right. We haven't had one of those in a real long time.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
I'm sorry. Did you not hear Joe just say, don't eat old nuts?
I know that occurred to
you. I didn't notice that.
I'm sorry. Okay.
I'm not 12 at the moment, apparently.
Apparently not.
This time.
Well, there's certain old nuts that you can't eat, but other than that, stay away. in the shade so far.
Good.
They work well.
Yeah, this way you won't be able to see that I'm napping while recording.
Yeah, yeah, we won't know.
I don't snore. I'll
That's
just be
what
like this.
Everybody who snores says. That does kind of look like normal. Take those off. You're freaking me out. All right. You ready, Snorosaurus?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Cool.
Hang on.
Apparently I'm not the one you have to be concerned about.
I knew that was coming. I could see the look on your face. I'm like, I'm just going to wait.
Yeah.
All right. You ready?
By the way, I know I look a little frowsy, but it's because my hairdresser is retired from the profession, and so I have to find a new hairdresser.
I remember you said that that was a thing, but
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, so that's going
to
be...
She's just tired of taking Joe as a client.
It could be.
She's tired of having you at her house.
That could be. That yeah, she's just scared.
Because
yeah.
You're always talking about guns and...
I'm always saying, like, oh...
Republican things.
I'm always saying, oh, yes... You have such nice hair and such beautiful skin.
And yeah. Nice hands. Yeah. Please wash my hair again.
Would you touch me here? And yeah.
Okay, we gotta start this episode.
Yeah,
come
no,
on.
Actually,
getting
let me
creeped
let me,
out.
Let me pause.
Oh, okay. Sorry, you had a look on your face like you were gonna say something. Lori.
While you're pausing,
we're Canadian. Sorry.
Move my legs, though.
Mm-hmm. Theory number one. Theory number one is that a man, that this is... I'm going to go get Fred Flintstone. Because that makes just as much sense as what I just said.
True.
Yeah.
We need a theme song for the Theory Machine.
That's a good idea.
What's the Scooby Doo? Do 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 do. Right.
I'd like something like out of like a commercial from the 60s where a bunch of high pitched voices go. Theory.
I know you like that.
Yeah, I think that'd be good.
No, I think actually there was what was that? There was that mystery that was floating around for a while of who were the background singers of this one obscure album. Does this sound familiar to you?
Not even a little.
Okay, no.
Maybe, yeah. Anyway, we'll figure something out. Let me go ahead and try this over again.
Okay, you guys ready?
No.
Shut the fuck up, oh my God.
this story kind of breaks my heart.
Why?
Well, I like Paul.
Fall?
I like
How
Paul.
How do you know you like Paul? Were you alive when Paul was alive?
Actually,
yes.
I was.
Oh, damn it. That's right. You're so old.
Yeah.
God. Sometimes I forget.
Yeah.
Okay, you guys ready?
Mm. Yeah.
So, Devin, what do you think? Do we need to balance out the light situation in here? Should that light be on or should it be off?
Oh, my God. Okay. You ready?
All
no,
right.
No, I need a break. No, I'm kidding.
Bathroom.
She's going to kill her. I redlined it and everything.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
You have misspellings all over the place.
Oh, I know.
Dropped letters.
My grammar. I do drop words a lot. You know, it drives me crazy.
Even when speaking, you drop words.
I probably do.
I know you started to say my grammar, but you stopped in the middle and it was just my grandma.
Yeah, my grandma.
My grandma.
You dropped a letter off the end.
Okay, there you go. I mean, you don't really want Devin on Absinthe talking about hookers, do you?
Maybe.
Murdered hookers?
Maybe.
Do you?
We can start being like the last podcast on the left.
When I was little, I didn't know how to read until I was like in third grade. This is like true. I didn't know how to read. I had to work with a tutor because I couldn't read for whatever reason.
You
and
faked
my mom,
it.
No, I didn't even really fake it. I just would be like, no, I'm tired. And my mom was a special ed teacher, so she was trying her tactics on me. It didn't work. But she would always say, just look at the shape of the word and guess and go. Those were the two ways that she tried to get me to learn how to read. So to this day, I'll look at the shape of a word and I'll guess and go. And I guess and go, and that's like it. Like, I guess what that word is without even like paying attention to it. I'm like, I don't know, that's the general shape of that word I think it's going to be. I've guessed it's that one. It's that one from now on.
Mm-hmm.
So acquired savants turns into acquired servants.
So,
I actually used to do that when I read as a teenager.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's fine when you have contextual clues, right? When you're reading prose,
right?
It's totally fine because then you'll go back and be like, that doesn't make sense. You read it again, you're like, oh, that's why it doesn't make sense. But when you've got G. Macaroni.
Macaroni, yeah.
Because macaroni.
Macaroni.
I think that's how most people read, is they don't actually, you know, they actually just recognize the word.
But they typically self-correct because they actually look at it versus me just being like, nope, that's what it is. Deal with it.
That's funny. Our science is so bad.
Well, actually, I took a science, an online science quiz just today, and I scored high.
You scored as being high?
Yeah. As a kite.
Yeah. By then.
It wrote back, you've been smoking the herb.
Yeah. A Star Wars, damn it.
Okay.
Is it okay for me to say damn it? Okay.
We've slowly started swearing more and more, so who cares?
Well, damn, it's not a
strong word. We used to be really tight, and now we're like,
yeah.
Can we say fudge sticks?
Can we say sofa king?
As long as you don't yell, I don't care.
Can we say fuck him? It's a restaurant, you know.
Okay. Is it? It probably is.
I don't
give a lot of fucks.
Fucks.
Do you want to alternate us reading these off, or do you want to just read it all yourself?
No, I think I'll read it myself, but I'd like you guys to react to the things I'm saying.
Holy sh!
Yeah! Perfect! It's like I paid you to say that or something.
Oh my fucking God.
Please this year, can we release unedited? Please this year.
Holy cat scratch! Trekkie dating sites.
Do they have such things?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
They have farmers only. A dating site for only farmers. Mm-hmm. That's a thing in this world.
They have cat owners.
I'm sure you do. You should sign up.
I should.
Mm-hmm. You get a lot of tail.
I would get a lot of tail. Like, because my cats are so awesome that women would want to date me just to be around my cats.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Yeah. The North American Marlon Brando Lookalike Association. The North American Marlon. The North American Marlon Brando Lookalike Association. No, hang on. The North American Marlon Brando Lookalikes.
Overbeck or Overton?
Oh, okay, you're right, Overbeck. Duh. I did it. Oh, my God.
You are all over the map.
I know. I'm getting my names wrong here. Overbeck.
What's your name?
Yeah, what is my name? Devin. Hey, I just want to say, guys, they're naming beer after me, not after you guys.
That's true.
Right, so, I'm so hot. Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Got it. Okay.
All right. Good.
Glad
to know.
That's clear.
Mm. All right. Continue on,
okay,
Hottie.
Where are we at here?
Salt stores.
Yeah, it just seems to me like they've been skipping on the salt. Man, that pisses me.
They have, but you evidently need a lick.
Apparently.
I think they sell those at the Meadow.
You do.
Salt lick?
Yep.
I can just put it out in the living room and we'll just get them all fours and lick it.
Yeah. Sounds like something
me and the
you
cats.
Would do.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm going to slip on that and fall.
Thank God.
Probably. I hate to break it to you, Steve. We've been trying to replace you here.
We got Justin on the hook.
Yeah.
He's ready to move out here.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
We're going to make that three fans so happy.
Okay. Mike's going to join our podcast. We're all going to make $100,000 a year.
A lot more than that.
From a three-person to a four-person square table story.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Yeah. Okay. You start talking, Mike's like, shh, I'm not done telling the story. I'm not done. Sorry, Mike. Love you.
Yeah, we're just kidding, Mike.
Please don't come kill us.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Fat cat.
Yeah.
Fat
silly cat.
Digging in the litter box.
Oh, smelly cat. What are they feeding you? Smelly cat. Oh, smelly cat. Why don't they care?
Okay.
Ready?
No, Cat's still in the box.
Oh, really?
Cat is going to keep going.
Cat in the box, okay. Yep.
There she goes.
I wasn't making it up. Okay.
Ready? Okay.
Sweet freedom.
All right, ready? Okay.
Samora Michelle.
Samosa.
Not mimosa. He is not a champagne drink.
Samosa.
Nope.
Deep fried potato dish.
No.
Dang it.
Nope.
I'm hungry.
Yeah.
Hey there, and welcome to another episode of Thinking Sideways. I am Steve, as always, joined by
Joe
and Devin.
And once again, we have a mystery for you.
What?
Which is, why does that prince keep sending me emails when there isn't actually any Nairobian princes?
I thought they were like Nigerian.
Nigerian, yeah. You're right.
Well, it's because they have been deposed. Oh, That's why they're emailing you, because they're not.
They have to flee the country, but he can't take suitcases of cash with him, so he's got to transfer it to your bank account.
Okay. Yeah. Well, then we probably shouldn't do that mystery. Okay, this week's mystery is, why is porn so focused on butt sex?
That's a good question.
Because humans are focused on butt sex. Yeah. Who doesn't like it up the ass? Yeah. Come on.
Actually, I don't really like it up the ass.
Have you tried it?
I tried it the other direction, but
he's had it done medically.
Mm-hmm.
I have,
medically administered.
Hang on, I'm going to get a little closer to the mic. All right.
Ready?
Why did you have to get closer to Mike? That makes Mike uncomfortable.
I know. Sorry, Mike. Touch him down here. But,
leave Mike's shaft alone.
I
don't even talk about his cables.
I don't know what it is. It's the wavelength of my voice, but it does sound like, you know, it's harder to hear than your guys' voices. You guys
sound because it's lower.
And then he takes off all his clothes because he doesn't want to get his clothes bloody.
Right.
And then he calls her inside and then jumps her and strips her and strangles her and then cuts her body into pieces. But he put all this whole stuff in lurid detail into a letter to the little girl's mother.
Okay.
And it's just reading about it, you know. But luckily that was his downfall because they managed to trace the letter back to him and he got arrested and he got fried in the electric chair for it. But
I feel so much better for you having shared that story with me. Thank you.
I know. Sorry.
It really is just an uplifting way to start.
It is. Oh, it's Halloween.
I just had to hit record here because I wanted
that recorded
documentation of like what we talk about before we record episodes.
Oh yeah. Yeah, it was an interesting little article.
So if there was interference in there, sorry, I was walking around Justin and stuff.
No, that's okay.
So you want to talk about this boil I've got?
Yeah, let's hear it. How about my hemorrhoids? Yeah, this is a TMI episode. Everybody be forewarned.
We've changed the initials of our podcast from
TSP
to TMI.
Hey, hi there. Welcome to another episode of TMI. This week, we're going to talk about my hemorrhoids.
In excruciating, throbbing detail.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, hey, well, if we ever run out of mysteries, I think TMI would be a good podcast.
I don't think it would. I really don't think it would.
There's a lot of people that want to share.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
There is a lot of theories in this story, and I intend to drag out every single one.
You don't know how long I've been awake this morning.
It's not morning anymore.
I know.
That's a sign of how long you've been awake?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Did you want me to do it in an Australian accent?
No, I think that's good enough. Because, unless you can think you can pull it off.
It's going to use an appropriate word. I'm sorry. Because they call everybody.
Oh, yeah. No, you can't drop the C word in there. It's fine. It's fine. You've ever made.
No, actually, not near.
No, you actually made that noise before. It's still gross. Continue on.
All right. Hang on. Jitterbugging McKinley, Abe, Break Newtonian, Inferring Ka Update Co. and their collaborative. Oh, excuse me, collaborate. Yeah. Okay, all right. Is this better? Would be like more sort of more emotive. Jitterbugging McKinley, Abe, Break, Newtonian, Inferring, Ka, Update, Cohen, Air, Collaborate,
so
Ruth,
Steve,
Sports
do you
want
to read these? Yeah, I'll read them. Great.
Fine. Okay. Bitches.
You guys ready?
I no. am.
Shut the up.
Devin, take one.
Devin, take yeah. two.
Devin, take three.
Okay, ready?
Okay. Are you going back to the one that you skipped, which is Alfred J. Potter?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to get to him in a sec. Here.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going out of order here. I know.
Okay, that's why I'm confused.
I just want to mention watching you trying to hand signal it's Joe has been a treat. Where you're just like, because he's not paying attention. He doesn't know
what
you're
like,
doing.
Totally missing the whole thing. Yeah. Clueless as usual.
Okay.
I'm reminded of that scene from Airplane. Remember that scene where he's going like, and she's going like.
Mm-hmm. It's exactly that. Yes.
Yeah, totally.
Okay.
All right,
sorry.
Let's talk about this.
You were talking
all
about
right.
somebody.
Silas Jane may have rung a bell for some of you because he's kind of famous in the Chicago area / connected and implicated.
Implicated? I like it.
I love it when you make good jokes, but you realize we haven't been recording.
Yeah.
And then you go, ah, and then you turn it on like you think you're going to be able to recreate that moment.
Ain't going to happen. Sorry.
It's just like sex when I prematurely ejaculate. And I'm like, I'm going to make it like it was better. I'm just going to roll over and go to sleep.
Just going to cry in the fetal position for 3 hours.
I'm sorry.
Silently in the shower.
All I wanted to do was give you a massage. I'm sorry.
All you got to just, you know, the magic words to get yourself out of that is just say, look, bitch, you had as much time as I did. So.
I think we've discovered the reason that Joe's single.
What of many.
Mm-hmm.
What of many.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We ready?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Let's get this this little showboat rocking and rolling. So.
And she didn't have any suicidal tendencies, not given to self-immolation or
nothing
like
that. Nothing that would indicate that she would have brought something down like this upon herself.
Mm.
So, yes, no self-immolation at all.
Not given to just burning herself. Setting herself.
No self-burning tendencies here?
No.
No.
Okay.
Not predisposed to that.
Yeah.
No. Longest throat clearing in fucking history. Some of the meals available in February are roasted pork with apple, walnut, and Ferraro salad, and crispy. I'm not doing that one. I cannot say half of these freaking words. Alright, let's talk about a lizard, because it's a scaly story.
Before we start, I mean, that cell phone picture of the lizard. Lizard man.
Yeah, we're gonna let's talk about it when the time comes. Okay.
I know.
Ready?
A lizard.
Hey there. Asshole. Okay.
Okay. He's ready.
Si, senor.
Am I a senora at this point?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's except for my Spanish, okay? I know taco and burrito and enchilada.
Cerveza.
You know more than that.
¿Por qué?
Yeah.
Are you sensitive about these things?
Okay. Hey.
Who, me?
Yeah. You were just sitting there staring at the computer for a minute.
He kept trying to get it to push.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, I see, whenever I go anywhere, I see people staring at computers and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I just assume that's what you do.
You just stare at them. You just stare at them.
Yeah,
got
so
it.
I just
okay.
stare at them. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, is that not what you're supposed to do?
No, you usually do something on them.
Oh.
You interact with them.
Oh.
I know this is a hard concept for you.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay.
As an old man, I understand.
Wow. Hang on a second.
Me too.
All right. Any farts? Okay, here we go.
Oh, yeah. So gross.
Hey, Steve's voicemail is broken. This is his refrigerator. Please speak very slowly, and I'll stick your message to myself with one of these magnets.
Hey, it's me. It's Sunday morning. I'm heading up to the Clackamas River to do a little rafting. I've got to do the upper Clackamas, which is a little more, well, a lot more dangerous than the lower Clackamas. But so if I drown, Katie is my cat's godfather, godmother, I guess. She's in charge of finding them a new good home. So, yeah, please let her know. And also, you're going to need to replace me on the show, and I'm thinking maybe Daniel Craig will be a good replacement. That's about it. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Through the magic of me editing, figuring out how to edit in the studio, we're back. So, I think I just heard a car door slam. That was actually good timing.
Hey, we're back.
Oh. Hey.
Hey, did you find a fingertip in that pot?
No.
Well, crap. They were asking about it at the ER. I guess I'm going to have to just do it without.
That's okay. It gives you a good story or something.
Adds a little flavor
to
the
soup. This is the guy who's complaining. He lost a fingertip.
Just a fingertip.
I'm one giant boil on the right side of my body.
I know, but you know what? That fish skin looks like it's going to heal that right up.
Yeah. Salving for weeks.
Hello, cryptid.
Yeah.
Well, I'm the lizard man now.
So you guys actually came back. It's perfect. I'm just gonna put the finishing touches on this, and then we should be good.
Okay.
So the soup has been cooking for about 35 minutes. You guys smell that? It smells really good, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I'm just gonna add a little bit of water. About a cup of cold water, and then let that come up to heat just for about 1 minute. How's the ER? It's good.
Oh God.
Loud.
A lot of sick people
it was,
there.
You made good time.
The trouble with the ERs is they let just anybody in.
Yeah.
That's why we're back so fast. They kicked him out.
Yeah.
Because he was complaining about the facility.
I said
constantly.
Next time, bring the friggin' fingertip.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Okay. So this is perfect temperature. So we're just gonna pull it off the heat. And traditionally, we would serve this over rice, but I'm kind of thinking that Choopy's not going to care. One last note here. It looks like it was handwritten in here. It says...
In your book, you mean?
Yeah, it says that
you got
can
for free?
Summon the Chupacabra by saying his name 3 times over the soup. Mm.
So, whatever you do, don't say Choopy, Choopy, Choopy.
I really wish you had just not been standing over the pot right now.
Oh, whoops.
Hola.
Watch out, he's got a cigar!
Ah!
God, will it ever end?